courage to burn as transformation fires burn. In later years of great revival change, when saints would seek the Lord and pray. Oh, once again we need that holy flame to get the child of doubt today. Come, Holy Spirit.
Of Sister Amanda, could we have one short prayer as she comes forward even now? Want to say good morning to all those that have joined us on the Global Power Bible Prayer Hotline. Who will offer prayer?
Loving Savior, Redeemer, and Friend, as your daughter comes forth with your word, anoint her lips and give her a rich blessing as we listen to her. And guidance through you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Come on, sis.
Good morning. Good morning. Loving Father, we thank you for the breath of life. And so I ask that John 20 and 22 will take place in our lives. The way you breathe upon your disciples. Breathe upon every member. Even now. So that as you speak to our minds and impress your truths upon our hearts, that the impressive character of Christ will be upon us, and the glory of God will be manifested, and the name of God will be glorified. So into your hands we have covenanted your time. May your abiding presence continue to rest, remain, and abide with us as we continue to seek wisdom and knowledge for Christ's sake. Amen and amen. All right. Good morning to the saints of the Most High God. Good morning and good morning. We are winding down. We are journeying with Christ. And I'm sure that your stomach, like mine, is saying, I'm feeling happy. You know, we have been resting our stomach and God has been cleaning us up, but the cleansing is taking place in heaven. Remember, the sanctuary message is not a study. It's a journey with God preparing us for eternity, for we journeying into eternity with him. And so this morning, we're going to look at the censer. We're going to look at it, and I'm asking someone if you can kindly read as usual, Exodus chapter 40 and verse 5. Exodus chapter 40 and verse 5, please. Thanks.
Loving Savior, we have been given a scripture, and as the scripture is now read, we were just reminded it is not a study, it is a journey that we are taking with you through the sanctuary. Help us one and all, we pray. And thou shalt set the altar of gold for the incense before the ark of the testimony, and put the hanging off the door to the tabernacle.
Amen. Thank you. The altar of incense there is a unique piece of furniture in the sanctuary, and it was right behind or in front of the Ark of the Covenant. The veil separated the holy from the most holy. Now, the tabernacle structure was built to bring God's glory to the nation. Right? Listen carefully. The tabernacle structure was built to bring God's glory to the nation. Exodus 25, verses 8 and 9. Just let's read that quickly to clarify that, because we want to make a building up point about the incense and our practical, tangible experience that we ought to be having as we journey with Christ. Exodus 25, verses 8 and 9.
Verses 8 and 9 of Exodus 25. And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the instruments thereof. Even so shall ye make it.
Amen. Now, this tabernacle, remember the scripture saying that God said, and he prepared a body for me? It's a typology of this. Right? It's a type. The tabernacle was built for God's glory, right? To bring about God's glory to the nation. Now, remember the scripture says he was first the Son of God and he became the Son of Man. Now, if you look at this, remember we say in the most holy, we are abiding citizens. So every aspect is based on a law. Remember we gave the law, the letter of the law, the spirit of the law in love, which is service, and the law in character. And then Revelation help us to understand, and I will put my name in their forehead, the frontal lobe. Right? We have reasoning, we have intellect, we have judgment and will. That's the law of active aspect. And then you have the scripture in Genesis chapter 2 where Christ says, and let us make man into the image. So we have a physical, and he breathed into his nostril a spiritual and a mental, and then we have a spiritual. That's the completion of man. So that's the root. So every time you look in the sanctuary, you're looking at the root of the aspect so God could bring forth fruit. So our reasoning begins to change. Right? Our reasoning begins to change. Now, the tabernacle structure was for God's glory to be manifested to the nation. The sacrificial offering was to create, he was to meet, was a meeting place for him. The sacrificial offering was created for a meeting place with God. Now, one is for his glory, and then the offering now is a meeting place with God. Let's look at Exodus 29 and verse 43. Let's look at Exodus 29 and verse 3. And this is potent. You know, it's big. It has a lot of principles in there for us to follow. Exodus 29 and verse 43.
And it reads, and thou shalt put them into one basket and bring them in the basket.
No. This is Exodus 29 and verse 4 and 3.
Verse 4 and 3? Okay.
43. Thank
you.
You're welcome.
And there I will meet with the children of Israel. Okay, let me start over. And there I will meet with the children of Israel. And the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. All right. I will sanctify.
Right there, right there. 43, one verse. Thanks. One verse. So you notice here the structure was to bring about the glory of to the nation. The sacrifice offering was a meeting place with God and man. Now, if you are, that was for the Jewish nation, it's the same principle in the Advent. Once you are in the Most Holy by faith, this is what's supposed to be taking place. Right? Sanctification is to sanctify. Now, the incense was a prescribed ingredient. Now, the incense was a prescribed ingredient. Why was it? A principle of it means that it was to welcome the king and show him honor. It was to welcome the king and show him honor. So the structure, you is a structure. You is the tabernacle. Right? You, the body, is the temple of God. You are one. It is to bring about glory. But a principle of God's glory is to manifest. It's to, the meeting place, when you meet with him, right? It's to make, it's that his presence will be with us. But then prayer is a prescribed. It's prescribed to welcome and honor the king of our life. Let's pause here for a prayer if you got it. Anyone? Did you understand?
Could you repeat it, please?
All right. The tabernacle structure was to bring God's glory to the nation. Exodus 25, verses 8 and 9. We're looking at the principle, right? The sacrificial offering was created a meeting place for God, so in service, right? So the tabernacle now, in sacrificial service, was to bring about God's presence within, right? The tabernacle, through and the sacrificial service, was to bring about the presence of God within through the prescribed medication of incense, which is prayer. So you have the body, which is the tabernacle, in service, sacrificial service, sanctified, right? How you sanctify the holy place teaches the symbol of sanctification, the showbread of the Most Holy, prayer, the duties of the golden altar, and the duties of the candlestick and following the pattern, sanctification is the experience making God's children a partaker of his divine nature. Right, so incense was prescribed to honor, because you remember when the scripture tells us, remember I said to you all these studies, it's based on Isaiah 61 verse 10, that the global prayer line. I don't know if you, when you were putting this, that you really understood this, but that's a masterpiece there, which is the base of all study. When the scripture tells us that the garment of salvation, one principle, and then the robe of righteousness, the garment of salvation is a gift, the robe of righteousness is the reward, right? And as the bridegroom has entered in, and those who have entered in with him by faith begins to honor God through prayer. The modern prayer that God has given us in Matthew chapter 6, remember that Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6 gives you that personal, quoted 7 times, thou and thy enter into thy closet. So if you are entering into your closet, now Matthew chapter 9 says, when we are in a corporate, our Father, corporate body, it's a necessity for us to pray, and in praying, we are honoring God, the King. Right? We are honoring God as our King. Now, it shows let's look at it. Let me stop here for a prayer. For someone to pray.
Loving Lord, as you make clear and plain to us how it is that we are to pray, I ask you, my teacher, my instructor, as Sister Amanda is our instructor this morning, I pray that I will not be using any vain repetition, as many people do. But as I hear what you are saying, may every word be for your glory. And as you give me the ingredients of what you are serving this morning, may I hearken unto you, is my prayer, as I listen attentively and learn. Amen.
Amen. Anyone else? All right. The next scripture is Exodus 30 and verse 10. Let's look at this. Exodus 30 and verse 10.
We read that earlier this morning when I started, and here it is, the Lord brings it again, one more time. Exodus 30 and verse 10. And Aaron shall make an atonement upon the horns of it once in a year with the blood of the sin offering of atonements. Once in the year shall he make atonement upon it throughout your generations. It is most holy unto the Lord.
Amen. Now, you heard perfectly that the scripture is saying. Now, when we have entered in, usually, if you put your two hands together, the right and the left, right? One is north, one is south. Showbread and candlestick brings about prayer. But listen to the responsibility that one who has entered into the Most Holy, one who has entered into the Most Holy has already have gifts. The gifts of faith, the gifts and the power of faith and righteousness, because you entered in with the bridegroom. So your responsibility is for those that God has placed in your path. Now, listen, when it talks about the horn, you have a symbol of the horn means the whole universe, right? The north, the east, the west, and the south. That's why you had horns on the altar. It was to remind us that when Christ died, it was all mankind, the whole universe was taking place in John chapter 7 and 31. It tells us about on the cross he fulfilled that judgment there. Now, you and I must come to understand our responsibility here. It's practical living. Now, you notice how you go to your job and somebody doesn't right agree with you and stuff and you call them the devil? Right?
Uh-huh.
It's because you're not in the most holy place.
My Lord.
You know, in early writing, page 54 and 56, those who are not in the most holy place and you're breathing, the devil is breathing his breath upon them. Right? 54 and 56, 54, 55, 56, early writing. Read it, the 2300 day events there. Now, because you do not understand the position of Christ and your responsibility to Christ, then you are not seeing properly. And that's why you end up by saying, oh man, that's the devil itself. No. If you are in the most holy, when the brother or the sister, whoever acts up, it's for you now, you become pliable. I said, like Philip, you're caught up. He is manifesting grace you and food through you. It is to help. That's why the Israelites was given, because when the presence of God was with them, it was to help the other nation. Right? It was to help the other nation. So in sacrificial service, there it is. His presence is with you. But when you pray, we are practically becoming a prayer in the hands of a mighty archer. So we are the arrow. So when he shoots Amanda wherever, it's to manifest the prayer through Bible studies, through missionary work, through hydrotherapy, through a hug, through a literal prayer, whatever it takes to glorify his name. I have no credentials in the most holy place. No credentials. I am a subject of a king, a binding citizen on the law of God. And so when he sends you out there, your prayer manifested in service, in silence, in action, however, he moves and grew. What the scripture says in Psalms 92 and verse 12, and they shall be like palm trees and cedar trees. We recite it. Those trees flex with the wind and they bend and their root go down deeper and deeper. And the palm tree is elegant. I consider myself a cedar tree. It's not a pleasant tree to look at. Not a pleasant tree to look at. But the cedar tree was rough, but the roots were grounded in the word of God.
Amen.
And so you have elegant saints, you know, could flex and bend. But you have the rough ones like myself, but the root is being going deeper and deeper as Christ continues to clean me up in this time of the cleansing. Now, it shows that God, when God has invited us into the most holy place, it's not for your benefit or my benefit. The Jewish nation understood this. It was to show when God rests among us, it was not for merely our benefit, but it was because to bring about God's glory. Because we have already entered in by faith. Alright? So, in other words, when you go out there, I can't imagine a Christian being saying a Christian, a Seventh-day Adventist Christian, and not praying or studying prayer or reading prayer or working through prayer and becoming a prayer. The whole thing is wrapped up in prayer.
Amen.
The whole aspect is wrapped up in prayer. You can't, if Ellen G. White helps us to understand in selective method, she said, preach truth, pray truth, work truth. It's prayer, because when you put the showbread and the candlestick, when you combine them together, you have two hands bowing in the presence of God. So when you move from that, remember bare feet, when you move from your closet, from the most holy place, you have the anointing for God cleaning you up for him to bring about holiness unto the Lord. If that is not taking place, because if you notice how you reason, that's the foundation. You begin to have to learn to reason according to the word of God, because you keep blaming others that which the Spirit of God wants to do within you. Now I'm going to read a statement from the Pen of Inspiration. He talks about some of them. Some of us get tired of reproof. I keep telling you, as I am learning, as the waking of repentance is taking place in my own heart, I am learning to seek and ask God to continue to appreciate reproof. Without that, there is no image of God. There is no cleaning up within Amanda. There's no cleaning up inside of you neither. This thing is not magical. It is based on a law, because God is a lawgiver, and every aspect of our being is by a law. The whole universe is governed by the law of God. Now, in Testimonies Church, Volume 4. And I'm going on page 332. I'm going to jump down to this here in the middle, the second paragraph. It says, the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared to all men, teaching us denying ungodliness and worldly lust. We should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, Christ says. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. What do your prayers amount to while you regard iniquity in your heart? Unless you make a true change, you will not far hence become weary of reproof, as did the children of Israel, and like them, you will apostatize from God. Some of you, your words acknowledge reproof, but you do not in your heart accept it. You go on the same as before, only bringing less susceptible to the influence of the Spirit of God, bringing more and more blindness, and having less wisdom, less self-control, less moral power, less zeal, relinquished for religious exercise on useless conversion. Right? So it's called, if I wrapped up all of that, it's willing ignorance. Willing ignorance. We don't want to be corrected. So God is not coming with the hands and feet here. God manifests his reproof and through the word, the way he chooses things. God picked up a donkey and he was able to speak to that donkey. But he has called us to understand this incense, where our structure, this structural being is for God's glory. And now through sacrificial service, the incense ought to be brought out. When the incense is, the prayers is brought out, it's because we know the presence of God is with us. And it is to honor and glorify his name, not us, because the giver of the gift has becoming our friendship with him has been developing. So the reward, which is the robe of righteousness, is accompanying our effort as one is being cleaned up so that the glory of God will be manifested and Jesus' name will be honored and glorified. You and I have to go down. It's less about you and I and more about God. We've been talking a lot about what we are doing in the Most Holy. We do not speak of that which we are doing because it becomes a joy. We are learning to love service. We speak more of what God is doing in the heart. It's a heart religion he's looking for. He got this thing set it up and all right. And he wants to make us live in sanctuary here upon this earth. We must become the book. So when you meet John or Harry and the turning pages and they begin to read like Hezekiah, we wouldn't point to ourselves, but we would say, it is written. That's what he says. That's why, and you want to explain according to the symbols. Remember, in the sanctuary, God is the author, God is the instructor, and God is the interpreter. So wherever you meet me are reading pages, and you just, Jesus and heaven is glorified, for the scripture says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And when God sees and the angel sees the turning pages in the sand, the angel rejoices about what's taking place on the earth. For the scripture tells us in Jesus' prayer, he said, Father, I pray that you will not take them out of the earth, but you will keep them from the evil one. Now, he prayed that prayer for us, and you begin to say you love God and you trust him, but yet in your testimony, the devil comes in your conversation. Mm-hmm. You get it? Then the word is not watching, the reasoning aspect of your frontal lobe is damaged, right? The letter of the law. Now, I have a terrible tone in my speech, and I know that that's a fruit. That's not the root. And And I believe God will carry me with this, like Paul realized that this defect, his grace is sufficient. And ever so often I come to God and I talk about it. Now listen carefully to many saints that listen to the tone and not the word of God. Sister Amanda lacked the fruit of the Spirit. I said, okay, I know I lack. Right? But listen, you cannot bring forth fruit by a tone. Really and truly, you cannot bring forth fruit just by a tone. Listen, there has no other con man like the devil and this nature that we have inherited. We can change up our tone and con ourselves and sound right. But if the heart is not, remember a fruit has a seed inside. Now, if the letter of the law is not manifested through your teaching, your prayer, your action, there you have no fruit. In other words, you are the new GMO grapes without seed and oranges. In this path with Jesus, there can be no prayer without good Bible studies. Bible study teaches one how to pray. And as God's growing us up, we begin to see how, oh, I used to pray this way, but I do not pray that anymore. And he condenses your prayer, and then he lengthens it, and he condenses it in the congregation, and he lengthens it in your closet. Would you begin to understand? You've been slapping two and three words together, but your life has not been changed. What's happening? There's no seed inside. Right? No seed inside. We need the seed to honor and glorify God. We think more about us than more about him. And incense is a prescribed by the king in the tabernacle to honor and glorify him. If you listen to the Lord's Prayer, the model of prayer, he says, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. All three main principles is towards the most holy place where the Father is addressing the Father in the most holy place. Now, when you begin to pray, right away you begin to say, Oh Lord, forgive me for all my sins and create in me a clean heart. Honor God with your prayer. Begin to thank God that you can bow, that you recognize the importance of prayer, that the Bible is a living path. You have been invited into the most. Start your prayer at least with some thanksgiving. So when you begin, you know, you pray and, oh, let the blood of Christ, and may I wear the robe of the gold, the righteousness of Christ. But then when the Spirit of God comes to write, you have no clue. No clue what he's going to write. So you begin to say, oh, the devil is on my back. But listen to what the pen of inspiration says. She says, you help the devil to tempt you. You got to ask God to see these things in your life. How do I help the devil to tempt me? And there's the next statement I have hung up in my memorial hall here. The evil outside awakens the evil inside. When my sister begins to complain and fret, I said, Connie, weed out the weeds from your own garden. Weed it out. Time is wrapping up. There's no time. You have to stand in your family as an intercessor. Clean the heart up. Keep the heart clean. Without that, your family, saints, when he said tarry in Jerusalem, we've been preaching this message for years without prayer, without character. And God, when he says, and we talk about the glory, a principle of the glory of God is prayer. And that's the first thing he says to the Israelites. It's prayer, saints, it's prayer. Well, that's the word. When I begin to pray in the fullness of Jesus, I will be in America, and I will be able to pray in Venezuela, and people will be able to be healed, delivered. You have pioneers of all that spend hours in prayer and Bible study and prayer. They go hand in hand. We've been praying without the word of God, without the understanding of the law of God. And so this morning, my admonition is to Bible study and prayer. Prayer and Bible study in honoring the king. Listen, when you read this text here in Exodus 30 and verse 10, and Aaron shall make an atonement upon the horns of it once a year. Now, Christ has fulfilled that because the veil was rented, Christ bought probationary time. So time is in his hand. That atonement, that one meant with Christ. I am having some competition here. Can you kindly mute your phone? Thanks.
We're asking everyone to go on mute. Everyone, please press star 6. Please.
Thank you. Thanks. Now, remember the blood that he took. It's symbolic of prayer. But since it was warm blood, warm blood. When God begins to warm our hearts up, prayer will be manifested in honoring and glory. We will appreciate much more in our lives and the lives of each other. And you and I will not see so quick to see the enemy, but we, as we linger in the presence, we will see God and ask him. And when you can't understand, that's your father. Simply ask him, Daddy, you know, I do not understand this. What's going on? Teach me. Help me. He said, ask. Ask him to understand how he's been leading you. And if you need some understanding, he will give it to you. So if you have inherited this temple, which I know you did, because you're here in the body, you're here with your mind, and you're here in the spirit, then when your prayer life and our study life, we are assured of the presence of God is with us. It is to bring about his glory. So when we go forth now, it's not to see the devil. Whatever will take place in our life, we don't have to go to Africa and all those places. Wherever God placed you, it's to manifest. He has missionaries. Some of you are going out there, and that's okay. But if you're going out without the character of God, you're hindering the children of God when God will send them out. Because you have a lot of work going on without prayer. It's like eating an orange without the seed, or eating a grape without the seed. The fruit of the Spirit, its fruit has a seed inside. Our work, our doing, our prayer must have the word of God. The pen of inspiration reminds us, so assured as the seed is in the acorn, so assured is the promises of God. So the seed must be within the heart, the mind, and the soul. So the incense, that's why the scripture reminds us that Aaron's sons had a different type of incense. Right? They were praying. They were praying. But their prayer, their prayer had no oil, no seed inside. And that's a dangerous prayer to pray. Because like the pen of inspiration helps us, that the devil himself is breathing his breath upon people. We are here this morning because Christ is breathing his breath. We are becoming, but you have, and I have to learn the experience. I must become a walking prayer. I must become a prayer in the hands of a mighty Father. So wherever he sends me, it's the manifest prayer. What prayer does? Prayer brings us up to God. It gives hope. That's a principle of prayer. So whenever I meet individuals, it's to lift them up and bring hope. The hope of Jesus to them. This is a deep study, my brothers and sisters, go back and study those scriptures and pray and ask God to experience them. We have a knowledge in the head, but it's literally absent from the heart. Loving Father, you want to make us whole. You died to make us whole. Body, soul, and spirit. Mind, mental, and physical. So that the frontal lobe, the reasoning, the intellect, the judgment, and the will come to be understood in our lives as the letter of the law continues to clean us up, so that the spirit of the law will be manifested, so that the law in service will become our team, and the character of God will come to be manifested. Continue to breathe your breath upon us, and may that quickening spirit, that spirit that resurrected Christ from the grave, do the work within us as we continue to wash our robes in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you for your patience with us. Thank you for being long-suffering towards us. Thank you for the man Christ Jesus as he continues to stand as our substitute and surety, high priest, intercessor, and king, in whose name we pray these blessings of mercies with thanksgiving. Amen and amen.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, I see you, I hear you, and I recognize as I listen to you through my sister this morning, you have conditions and you have limitations as we come to you. You're saying to me this morning, Pat, you need to have the character of one who prays. And this morning in the most holy place, Jesus is looking at my faith. And as he speaks to you, as it was said, according to your faith be it unto you, I am pleading for increase of faith. I see that according to this measure in my asking, that you will measure the answer in your giving as I pray. You are not limited by the law of prayer this morning in the measure of your answer. You want to give to us, to me, this morning. Your circumference has condition, but you are looking for your character in me. I pray that my life will be to your glory. And as you give to me, you will also give to others. The wonder of your amazing grace and your love. You want to do something, but we are lacking power. We have been reminded of the necessity of being a walking prayer. Thank you for speaking to us as you have done. I need not the breathing of the enemy on me, but I need the power of the Holy Spirit, the fragrance from the incense in heaven. I praise your holy name as I listen to you, dear Savior. Amen.
Amen. Any other prayer?
Loving Father, I do touch and agree this morning. As the prayer goes out from our sister this morning, may your Holy Spirit transform my life also, dear Jesus. May your atonement and sacrifice make my life a better life. And may your Holy Spirit guide me wherever I go, that I may present your word to your children. And your Holy Spirit may lead and guide my words that they too may accept you as their personal Savior. Continue to comfort my side this morning. Give me a peace and give me a heart of understanding. But as I understand your message this morning, we may pray while reading your word, and your word may be a light to our path and a lamp unto our feet. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Before the next person pray, I want to say this. When you're in the most holy place, why do you think it's the most holy place? Because God could minister to a whole group of people when you come out of the mold. So it's more of him that he is replicating and duplicating. That's the law was duplicated. So when you come out of your closet from the most holy place, he's duplicating his grace through you to others. So you're coming out now with practically the Jewish nation had to influence through the eating, through their dressing, through their prayer. So we kind of recite that, but we are not taking on our accountability, responsibility to God. It's not the pastor to the church. This thing is to God. He is the church. So it when you're coming out, you now, when you begin to reason differently, that's where the sanctuary is given. When we begin to reason and say that, you know what? When I leave my home in prayer, it's to duplicate the grace. The most holy is to bring about the graces of God towards all. So you're practically, wherever you stand, people are being healed, people are being delivered, people are being encouraged, people are being reproved, because you become that living epistle in the hand. And you're not taking like Hezekiah, you're not pointing to yourself, you're pointing up to Jesus, because the law reproves, so you're becoming clean vessels, clean honorable vessels in the presence of a holy God. This is the hardest topic I have ever had since, but I pray that you get it. I myself have to go back and really ask God for deeper insights with this.
God has used you tremendously, and if one is listening with a mind open to truth, we can get it. When you just said a while ago, where we go, if we are really in tuned with God and with the Holy Spirit, there will be influences through the power of God in our lives. And last night, as I was saying, many folks feel that one talks too much about dress. But when you study the sanctuary message, it is a journey that we're going. And if we see how particular God was, and what he says is not to be taken lightly. I would love, as I see sickness all the time, that healing would take place. This morning earlier, Elder Sean was sharing from Matthew 12 that when Jesus went, and we have read that where he went into villages, all the people were healed. If you and I were in tune with him, and as a medical missionary, we would see these things happen. His influence would be ours. His power would be ours. And the effectual fervor in prayer, as James 5:16 tells us, we would give God the glory. But many times we are looking for recognition. We are looking for praise. We are looking for man worship and woman worship and man's glory. It's not about us. It's not about me. It is about the man, Christ Jesus. 2 days ago, on my way back from Georgia, as I stopped at a gas station, I saw a policeman. And as I was going in to pay for the petrol, I said to him, "Sir, God bless you. May I pray for you?" He said, "Well, you know, nobody's never stopped me. I've stopped a whole lot of folks, and I sure didn't pray with them. And if you want to pray with me, go on ahead." And I said, "Could I put my arms around you?" And as I began to pray with him a simple prayer, praying for him, his family, his safety, he says, could you hold me a little tighter? I won't tell you, my wife. I said, this prayer is not about holding you physically. I am asking God. It's God's arms that is around you. And he bade me to pray with you. He said it was so meaningful. He says, never in my life, never has anybody come up and said, may I pray for you. So as we become aware of what Jesus is doing, then we will also practice the application of prayer as the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us.
I want to say this about sickness. If you are not properly diagnosed by the divine physician, then you can't read. He can't manifest. Like, I am properly diagnosed with spiritual pride. So as God heals, as God is healing me, growing me up, then fruits will be, he will manifest himself as he sees fit. What happened, we want people to heal while we ourselves are still sick. You have to be good to God, saints, and ask for properly to be diagnosed by the divine physician on the authority of his word. You begin to see, God has begun to show me a while ago about the cruelty and pride, and then the attitude and pride as he cleaned me up. So when that is taking place, he can breathe his breath and the word settles in the heart. And he gives us excerpts of these experiences because to encourage us, continue on this path, Amanda. Continue on this path, Global Prayer Line family, because
loving Lord, I pray that she will not be cut off, but that she will come back. Because there is something you want for us to get, for us to understand. So bring her back, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Am I back on?
You are, dear.
Okay. So in we want people to be healed, but we ourselves, and that's character. If I'm telling you to eat and study right and I'm not doing it right, then I am a hypocrite in the sight of God.
Yes. Yes.
You know, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to fall. I will fall, but it's a little children come on to me. But at the same time, I must struggle in all aspects to live practical living. Christianity is practical living. You got to, if you're dressing in your church, you're dressing neat and your work, because Jesus' presence is with you all the time. So our reasoning, we have to start, that's why Bible studies, Bible study changes our way of thinking in the Most Holy. We begin to speak differently.
You shared a statement from volume 4 a little earlier.
Yes.
And I don't know if anyone got it. I got it. And as you began about the grace of God, this is what we are sensing, his grace this morning. I'm sensing his grace that bringeth about salvation. As he appeared to men of old, as he taught them, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. If we realize we are living in the day of atonement, and soon the day's work will be over. When you spoke about regarding iniquity in our hearts, it wasn't you, it is God saying it. And he's saying to me, I heard him say, Pat, unless you make a thorough change, you will not far hence become weary of the reproof that I am giving you. the reproof that I had to give to the children of Israel as they apostatize. You too can apostatize.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it in words if you don't acknowledge my reproof. So if God brings something to my attention, and sis, I love when you say, don't praise my sister, don't praise her, pray for her.
Yeah.
Praise is a terrible thing, and there are those that live for praise, but we need to see what self does, lack of self-control. And God is showing to me, as I hear you lead us, the defects in my character and the contrast between my life and the life of Christ.
Amen.
That's what I need. That's what I want. So, Lord, I look to you for help again. And I pray for those who are quick to say, the devil did this, the devil did that. The devil is not beyond even seemingly blessing us to deceive us, for he is a deceiver. But Christ, you are our educator. So as you touch our frontal lobe, as you touch mine, and as you give me that reproof, may I count it a blessing. As I see you looking me in the eye, having done everything so that I can be a part of salvation's plan. When you said, be ye also perfect, Matthew 5:48, as your Father which in heaven is perfect, I seek that perfection today as I see you with the censer, my great high priest. I love you and I thank you. Amen.
Amen. Have a blessed day, saints, as you continue.
God bless you, dear. I'm going to ask someone that has been blessed to pray for my sister as she steps away. Loving Lord, take Sister Amanda as she goes. Bold and strong as she is, she admitted the defects in her voice as I do. I don't like the tone of my voice. And I ask you, as my sister asks you, that which you have given to us and you have used her, that we will accept it as it comes from you. As she speaks about pride in her life, and as you remove the defects of pride, give her a good day. Walk with her. Talk with her. And as you reason together, I know she knows that Polly and I are lifting her up before the mercy seat. Keep her and bring her back again, I ask of you, in your holy and blessed name, to whom be glory, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
I love you, sweetheart. Take good care.
God bless, saints. Thanks again.
Somebody can come off *6 and say something. Loving Lord.
I too, Lord, want to give thanks to you this morning. Once again, you have used your daughter Amanda in such a special way. And as you gave her the words to speak to your congregation, I too, Lord, have learned so much, and I ask of you, O Heavenly Father, that as you teach me how to pray, that I will learn so that I can teach others how to pray and how to reach you into the holy of holy, I give thanks. Be with each one on this line this morning. Be with Sister Pat. Bless us all, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I love you, Father.
I'm so grateful for the opportunity that
I've had.
Sit at your feet.
Sister Rhoda and Sister Moy is praying at the same time. I heard Sister Rhoda's voice first. Sister Rhoda, would you come forward? Sister Moy, would you hold and then follow, please?
Thank you. Sister Rhoda. Yes, ma'am. Oh, your grace, your mercy, for the power you have given to your daughter. This time, for the prayer, bless and be with her. Be with all of us. Help me to learn, to know, and take away the pride of me and arrogance, which is not ruining me. Please help me. I
help
everyone
alive
this morning. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Sister Amoy.
I'm grateful to be a part of these 10 days praying and fasting to study your words. The more I hear and try to understand is the more unworthy I see myself. I come, Lord, this morning asking you to wash me with your words through the Holy Spirit so nothing else will matter to me. Thank you for the way you have been using Sister Amanda. But Lord, I'm very mindful. The forces of evil is trying to keep this line hidden from us. People who stand up, we have so many people who have passed away and nobody in the church filling the gap because we are asleep and I'm dead. But I thank you for the leader of this line that is persistent and willing to go the extra mile to have people come on so that I will be awakened from my stupor. Thank you for this global prayer line. Even when my voice won't speak, I can hear. And I know that I have to apply myself to the working of the Holy Spirit. This line is purging me through the word, and I'm grateful. Every day, I'm grateful. Because I don't know where I would be if it wasn't for this line. Thank you, Jesus, for today. And thank you for saving me as I come continually in your word. I will feast on this bread so that I can become what I'm becoming. I pray. Amen.
God bless you, dear. I hope that everyone on the line received a blessing. And in that blessing, you are examining yourself. When I think of Jesus in his ministry, one day he was in the court of the temple, and it was the service of the Feast of the Tabernacle that normally followed the Day of Atonement. In the center of the court, servant of the Lord tells us in the Desire of Ages 463 that there rose two lofty standards in that court. So, porting lamps stands of great size, and after the evening sacrifice, all the lamps were kindled, shedding their light over Jerusalem. That ceremony was in commemoration of the pillar of light that guided Israel in the desert and was also regarded as pointing to the coming of the Messiah. At evening, when the lamps were lighted, the court was a scene of great rejoicing. Gray-haired men, the priests of the temple, and the rulers of the people united in the festive dances to the sound of instrumental music and the chants of the Levites. In the illumination of Jerusalem, the people expressed their hope of the Messiah's coming to shed his light upon Israel. What we're striving to do on this line is to shed God's light. As the Lord was praying for Jerusalem in the most holy place, he's praying for you and he's praying for me. But says the pen of inspiration, but to Jesus, the scene had a wider meaning. As the radiant lamps of the temple lighted up all about them, so Christ, the source of spiritual light, illumines the darkness of the world. That great light, which his own hands had set in the heavens, was a truer representation of the glory of his mission. You and I must sense that we have a mission, but are we on the mission? Are we studying and are we sharing? What are we doing? Are we just talking? Let us cease from just chatting and let us look to the Lord and be blessed by him. He's calling us unto holiness. He wants us to live the life for him that makes the difference. And as he looks to us today, as he speaks to you, and as he speaks to me, and as he directs our path, it is for us to seek his will and his way and be ready for his soon return. I want to ask someone, because you may be on now and you may not be on a little later. I'm going to ask three individuals, what did you get from the journey this morning with the priest and the censor? What did you get? Someone. And you can only answer if you were listening and prayerfully listening.
I see the beauty of selflessness in what the sister was presenting.
Could you speak up a little, Joanna, please?
I said I see the beauty of selflessness in what she was presenting.
Mm-hmm. Would you pray that you will become selfless as Jesus was and is as he intercedes in your behalf?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the presentation and for allowing me to see that beauty of selflessness. Lord, I want to have that beauty in me. I just pray that you will take the selflessness, the selfishness in me, and make me selfless like you, that I will pray for others, that I will minister unto others and bring blessing to them, that they may know you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Anyone else? God bless you.
Maria.
Okay.
Amanda, with prayer, we are capable to minister to all the people. When you say pray the word, when we read the word and we pray, God will help us to to bring the life from the sanctuary to all the people, to minister all. That's what I learned.
Morning, Antipas.
Would you pray, please, Maria?
The Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your presentation, the word in this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the lesson on the sanctuary that we, when we pray and read the word, we are able to minister to other people. Please, Lord, fill us with your love and teach us to bring others to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Someone else?
Morning.
Good morning,
yes, dear. What I really got that comes on quite deep in the entire journey is the acceptance of reproof. And, you know, when reproof comes, if I am really in this sanctuary, I will accept reproof as an assistant to reflect the glory of God.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
In heart religion, heart knowledge, not in the head, but the heart knowledge and the clasping of the hands with the candlestick and the shewbread comes together. The seed, which is the word, must be my heart. I must be a seed, not a grain that doesn't have any seed, but I must be a non-GMO.
Very good. I see you are taking notes. Would you pray, and is there any of you, before we go to that meditation and that song and Sister Williams' voice, her sweet voice is heard, any of you started learning the song None of Self and All of Thee? Any of you on the line 218 in the Christ in song? Is there anyone on the line that is learning this song? None of self and all of thee. Sister Joy, would you pray even now, dear?
Loving Father, I just want to thank you this morning for the way you have spoken to my heart, reminding me that it's all about you. I thank you that you're still in the soul-saving business. The fact that you just regulate my tone, that I will be a true epistle known and read by all men. Thank you for your assistance in helping me to accept the proof in Jesus' only name.
Amen. Oh, the bitter pain and sorrow that a time could ever be, when I proudly said to Jesus, all of self and none of thee, all of self and none of thee, all of self and none of thee. When I proudly said to Jesus, all of self and none of thee. Yet he found me, I beheld him bleeding on the accursed tree, and my wistful heart said faintly, some of self and some of thee, some of self and some of thee, some of self and some of thee. And my wistful heart said faintly, some of self and some of thee. Day by day, his tender mercy, healing, helping, full and free, brought me lower while I whispered, less of self and more of thee. less of self and more of thee, less of self and more of thee. Brought me lower while I whispered, less of self and more of thee. Higher than the highest heaven, deeper than the deepest sea, Lord, thy love at last has conquered none of self and all of thee, none of self and all of thee. That's my desire, Lord. None of self and all of thee. And you heard Joanna's plea. Lord, thy love at last has conquered none of self and all of thee. If you want to reach to that place, you can, as you now listen to the song, Come, Holy Spirit. Pray silently, and then the next voice you will hear will be that of the one and only Sister Cicely Williams, God's ambassador on this Global Power Bible.
The Holy Spirit came at Pentecost. He came in mighty fullness there. His witness to believers was the Lord, and multitudes were born again. The early Christians scattered all over the world. They preached the gospel fearlessly. Though some were martyred and lied, they marched along in victory. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Spirit. Your love and your mighty Thank you.
Goodbye.